Speaking at a workshop on the future economic prospects for Zimbabwe and their engagement process, they commended the government for attempting to transform the economy under the International Monetary Fund Staff Monitored Program, but noted that political will was needed for implementing key reforms. Professor Mthuli Ncube of Oxford University said much deeper reforms were needed to lift the economy out of its current state.
But I think it's true to say that all these reforms have been beaten, siloed, without a formal, deeper, comprehensive program. There needs to be a deeper reform program beyond the staff monitor program. This is necessary for a full engagement with the international community and for Zimbabwe to take its full place, rightful place in the Africa Rising story.
Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries President Vusisa Moyo said the cost of doing business in Zimbabwe remained high and there was need for policy consistency if the country is to attract significant foreign direct investment. Moyo said the country's foreign debt was also preventing industry and business from accessing cheap money from external sources.
The third C is consistency, and consistency across policies. There are a lot of inconsistencies that we find. We say one thing, but the strategies that we are adopting, the structure of what we are doing doesn't align to what we have said is policy. So this creates a lot of confusion and a lot of inefficiency.
While commending government's re-engagement efforts, Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe Director Godfrey Kanyenze said government needed more reforms that are pro-poor. We should uplift the living standards of the poor and the marginalized in the country.
We don't just want recovery in Zimbabwe. We don't just want growth. We need inclusive growth. We need pro-poor growth. We need growth that is job-rich, that raises the people at the lowest levels. We need to think first of all about the poor people. I think that is very, very critical.
Reserve Bank Governor John Manguja, who is chairing the country's re-engagement committee, said they are already implementing reforms and Zimbabwe's economic prospects look bright. He, however, said it was time everyone adopted a positive attitude towards the development of Zimbabwe.
We vote a choice as a Zimbabwe. A choice to re-engage, we have a choice to make things right, we have a choice, not a chance, but a choice to do the right things at this moment. And I think that the best time, as I said, to do so is now. We need to have the power of positive thinking. We need to have the power to ensure that it's on us who can do it. It's us who can make the difference in this moment.
The experts stressed the need for the country to settle its debt so that it can get funding from international financial institutions to revamp the ailing economy. Zimbabwe is settled with an $8 billion external debt, and Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa said the country has no option but to re-engage international finance institutions in order to get the much-needed loans. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.